Wharton, Trump, America, by Hortense Gout. The Wharton Woman Speaks. Let me begin by saying what everyone else is too timid to. I love this country. I love its borders, its business, its booming stock market. And yes, I love Donald J. Trump. I've watched America get dragged through the mud by weak men and whimpering institutions, but I've also seen it rise, guns blazing, on the back of a man who knows a spreadsheet better than a speechwriter. I don't just admire Trump. I knew him. I studied beside him. And he's exactly what this country needs. Then, now, and next. We were classmates at the Wharton School of Business. Yes, that Wharton. I heard that Trump famously name-dropped 52 times in public speeches between 2015 and 2018. He wasn't bluffing. He was there. So was I. We shared lectures in business econ, passed notes in corporate strategy, and stayed up late in the library, sifting through case studies thicker than a Manhattan phone book. People speculate. I witnessed. Donald wasn't like the rest of them. While the other boys were memorizing slides, he was redlining loan terms on the back of takeout menus. He could smell leverage from across the room. I remember one night, spring of 67, he walked out of a simulation mid-session and said, "Why would I waste time forecasting when I can be closing?" The professor was stunned. I wasn't. I already knew. Trump played to win. Now the media sniffs at his transcripts, calls him evasive, asks why he won't release his grades. Please. Let me be clear. He did just fine. Trump understood early on that the real test wasn't on paper. It was in the room, in the deal, in the instinct. He didn't need a GPA. He had ROI. And anyone who sat in those rooms, anyone like me, knew exactly what we were seeing. A man born to bend the world to his will. Which is why I never doubted the tariffs. Not for a second. Trump knew they'd mock him. He counted on it. While the pundits screamed about globalization and free markets, he tightened the screws and forced respect back into the American ledger. Manufacturing surged. Leverage shifted. China blinked. It was beautiful. And it's only just begun. You just wait. History will vindicate the spreadsheet. You know what else he understood? Borders. Real ones. Financial, political, cultural. He knew that open borders dilute identity. In economics, as in nationhood. At Wharton, we studied capital flow. Trump turned it into policy. Tariffs, immigration, trade, tech, they weren't disconnected silos to him. They were levers. He pulled them the way you downshift in a Ferrari headed into a curve, confidently and at full throttle. Yes, I have stories. Some I'll tell, some I won't. Let's just say I remember the transcript, and I remember the transcript games. I remember who showed up late to class and still left with the best ideas in the room. I remember the professor who scoffed at his arrogance and is now asking for speaking gigs. Trump's rise wasn't sudden. It was inevitable. We just had the privilege of seeing the first spark. So now I'm speaking, because America needs a reminder, not of slogans, but of structure, not of tweets, but of tenacity. I watched Donald Trump learn how to conquer, and I've seen him do it again and again. This country still has a shot, but it's going to take a fighter. It's going to take tariffs, borders, steel, and willpower. It's going to take Wharton in the White House. Again.